Stratagem on placement. Rasping little delves. Little tools. Headshots and motherfuckers. Slay, tell, modder, come, lotte, spells. Rather good, thank you. Kind of stolen. Gray coke and the choke bomb ride are all lassoed and handy wiped and dandered downed. Shook too soon and the utility firm handedness swept salt for H's and Y's and strove through bearded forests of lamprey and bitter twice shy news reports. Central to the piece was a promontory depiction of finger pyre and swell grazing lands for tables and yeast. Now loosened from the goose guys and feather ceiling with an insurance plan unbeatable and soaked in lovely seed oils and burnished to a shine from smiling daughter to fatherly rearing. A better lay of the terrain could batter up and send the stones barren from a side straddle amid the sudden thunder of oil stem sandal wearers, stork enclosures with their incessant offbeat yarns and floss about face bills, wills, and billowy penetrables at the cool canyon faces, dried plenty enough times to portray a family movie circa setback and sense to century scold with various roles played out by sickly handyman character actors and sullen burden constrictor persons of jelly-mindedness but rot kidney grasps. It had enough fingers to call it a day, but by then the wooden countenance was as such that only maternal fingers would do, and man, wasn't the countryside stairwell full of them. Every 10 paces, one after another icon or three, the glower would deflower the sourpuss of unified certified disbelief and trail away on a diesel-sputtering moped. As banal as mayonnaise, one deep would get it lubed, but three meant you were horny. A dance of plows and fur-capped shadows would march the day, extended by the lowing bells of ranch-type animals and kids on semester retreats, piling their billfolds atop another to conceive of squares, cartons of fish meal, and the eventual recoil back when the geometric forms would tout their own proud fluid sources and go all cannonball on you, and misfirings and Mr. Gibbons of wrist above the manure column and Nestor's low-rent district and distinction played out at the beckon and parry of a sperm baton, like the scrolls impartment pardoned and belched in a sunny hiss of parted hair, like we did last summer.